Dear friends, I would like to begin with a story. There was a famous music teacher who teaches violin. He is known for his music. Once, four students were sent to him to be taught the music. The music teacher saw a great talent in each of them. He was very happy that they came to him. The first was Mary, and she had only just started her music lessons when her friends came to her room pestering her, "Come out, we would go and play." Then in the beginning, she was reluctant, but slowly she gave in to her friends and dropped off the music, and she went ahead to play with the friends, and that was the end of learning the music for Mary. And the second student was John. The idea of learning music has not come from within. It came from parents. And naturally, John thought, "Let me give it a try." And he was very excited at the beginning to learn the music, but soon he found there is no novelty in learning this music. It is also a lot of hard work. That is the end of learning the music. And the music teacher was really disappointed. And the third one was James. James came, and he was a multi-talented person. And particularly, he liked athletics, like football, and also other games as well. But at the same time, he wanted to give it a try on every talent that he had. At some point, some things are to suffer, and that happened to the music. In the beginning, he was falling short, and he was falling behind to come to the lessons. Then later, he neglected, and finally, he gave it up. And that was the end of the music. And the fourth one was Annie. She wanted to learn the best of the lessons of the music. And she really tried her best, put her soul and heart in the music, and every lesson that she really practiced so well. At times, she felt bored up in practicing those lessons. But however, she did not give it up. Rather, she continued to practice. And finally, she was graduated in a first class with honors. And that's how she really completed her task. And the music teacher was delighted because she has done a great job. Dear friends, today's readings are coming to us to speak to our hearts. The first reading and the gospel gives the same message, that the water and rain as analogy that has taken, that comes to fall on the ground, it would not return until it really makes fertile the ground. And Jesus has taken the seed in the gospel, how it has been thrown into different places. It looks like the sower is very careless to throw the seed on the path, on the rocky ground, and also on the thorns, and a few seeds on fertile land. But if only we see the flip side of the coin, the sower was really generous. He was trying to give it a try to every place. Let me give the seed. Maybe it can really come and really bring a fruit. That was the intention of the sower. That's how he really threw everywhere, and only the fertile soil has produced a fruit. How many words were spoken to us when we were young? And how many seeds were dropped into the soil of our minds and hearts during the springtime of our lives? Many words came from our parents, our grandparents, our teachers, and many others as well. We heard words of greeting and welcome, and words of encouragement and also affirmation, words of advice and guidance, words of correction and chastisement, words of warning and caution, words of comfort and consolation. At that time, we may not have appreciated those words, but we needed to hear them. Only God knows how many of those words took root in our hearts. But one thing is clear, our lives would be immeasurably poor without sowing of all those words in our hearts. As adults, we still need the sowing of the word. Pity those people who hear nothing but words of criticism and blame. Pity those who have to survive on a diet of silence. But happy those who hear the words of encouragement, love, and peace. Dear friends, but human words will never fully nourish our souls. Only the God's word can really nourish us. The word of God gives us guidance in times of doubt, reassurance in times of difficulty, comfort in times of sorrow, correction in times of foolishness, challenge in times of laziness, warning in times of danger, and hope in times of despair. God's word is never a negative word. It is a word spoken with love. That is why he said that Jesus has come to give us his body and blood so that he can really nourish our hearts. And today you and I have to check how our hearts are being nourished by the word of God. If only we are giving a chance to the word to fall into our hearts and sprout and really bring the fruit, then certainly we are giving it a try and we are trying to be the true apostles of Jesus Christ. And all the time we only have to remember the word of God that comes to us really helps us with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If we are able to listen to the Holy Spirit, the promptings of the Spirit can really guide us and make us the true instruments and true witnesses and true apostles of Jesus Christ. Maybe at times there are so many temptations, there are so many other things that come on our way, the word of God that is within us can be really suppressed and oppressed. And that is where we need to be listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit can really lead us to the right path. If only we allow the word of God to come into our heart, then that our heart becomes a fertile land. It produces 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Like Annie, who learned the music and was able to graduate, likewise, you and I also become the true witnesses of that word. During this Eucharist, let's ask the Eucharistic Lord to send the Holy Spirit that it can really guide us to listen to every word that comes from God, that we may be always be able to practice on that word and live that word and bring that word to the people around us so that we can really be a true apostles of his kingdom.